This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Joyful heart. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." In the English Standard Version of the Bible, the words joy, rejoice, or joyful appear a total of 430 times. And one thing that all the joyful people in the Bible had in common was their faith that the Lord would take care of them no matter the situation. So it's important to know that we are covered by the Almighty because it brings joy out of any circumstance. Being joyful even in the midst of hopelessness is what the Bible teaches us. Billy Graham says like this, "Without God, life has no meaning, but with God at its center, there is life, an inner strength and peace, a deep satisfaction, and unfading joy known only to those who know Jesus Christ." King David says, "You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine." Joy and gladness are strength-giving, especially if the mind is fixed on the things of the Spirit. So affirm, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Joy helps establish His kingdom in our lives and spread the love of God through us. Happiness is fickle and requires happy circumstances. Joy, on the other hand, sticks around. It doesn't get chased off by trouble. The author of Lamentations describes how happiness disappears when turmoil enters the scene. Lamentations 3:17, "My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is." One of the key verses of Apostle Paul is, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice." And in Romans 12:12, he says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." Because the Holy Spirit supernaturally gives us great and lasting joy, even when we face affliction. We live in a do whatever makes you happy culture. But let me remind you, no power of positive thinking can bring lasting joy. Instead, joy is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us and characterizes the people of God. The truth is, there is suffering and hardship, and there's no way around it. If our main goal is happiness, is that even possible? The biblical definition of joy is very different from the cultural view of happiness. Joy comes from His presence, Psalm 16:11. His strength, Nehemiah 8:10. Deliverance, Psalm 71:23. After grief and suffering, Psalm 35, and through trials, James 1:2, just to name a few. This is so countercultural, it may also seem impossible to have joy. But God reminds us that we are in this world, and He also warns us not to be of this world. True joy is hidden within. Worldly joy lies on the outside, like the dew which wets the leaf. We read of those who boast about outward appearance, 2 Corinthians 5:12. It goes no further than the face. It is not within. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. Like a house which has a gilded front space, but all the rooms which are hung in mourning. But spiritual joy lies most within. Your hearts will rejoice, John 16:22. Divine joy is like a spring of water which runs underground. Others can see the sufferings of a Christian, but they see not his joy. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy, Proverbs 14:10. Revelation 2:17 says, "His joy is hidden manna, hidden from the eye of the world. He has joyful music which others cannot hear." Look at Apostle Paul and Silas. They were put in prison for no fault of theirs. And yet at midnight, they prayed, they sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. The doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosened. And yet Paul and Silas did not run away from prison. Rather, they just stayed back. And looking at this, the jailer came to faith and he was baptized overnight along with his household. So where do you find your joy from? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let that be a reminder if you are going through something today. May God give you the inner joy that the world cannot give you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the midst of all our trials and tribulations, you are the one who stays with us rather than what the world has to offer us. Your joy, your peace is eternal and it's deep within. Help us to seek that, O Father God, so that we may, O Master God, be able to rejoice in who you are in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.